Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
People fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
Saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy. Giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck. Giddy up, go. Aw, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So, from that day on, it's been me and old Giddy Up Go. I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name. Because I told them about that little boy of mine. And how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig. smokestacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy up, go. Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him until the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, How did you come by the name on your truck, Giddy up, go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me. I shook his hand and told him that I had something I wanted him to see. I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, Giddy up, go. Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road and me staring at a little sign that reads, Giddy up, go.
Little Red Sabine by request, one called Giddy Up, Go. Here's one for Zane tonight. Here's Merle Haggard, who would have celebrated a birthday this week. Merle was born and passed away on the same day. Here's Merle Haggard for you in Rainbow
There's
Stew.
A big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home, one of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. You don't have to get high to get happy. I just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Well, I sit down at a table. To ease my kill my feelings. So I might as well be leaving and let somebody else have my stew. Guess it all depends on how you drink the wine. When I turn to the bottle, heartache is all.
Here's Heart of Texas recording artist Amber Digby for you with one called It All Depends on How You Drink the Wine.
This is Bobby Lewis. You're listening to one of my favorite radio stations, KNEL FM 95.3. And my good buddy, Tracy, here comes another good country song.
World to me. She grew wilder day by day till she's just a drink away. Just a drink away from anyone but me. So step up to the bar. Makes no difference who you are. You'll be welcome just as long as she can see that she's tearing out my heart like she planned it from the start. She's just a drink away from anyone but me. Won't set me free. And I miss my baby so. And I pray they'll never know. She's just a drink away from anyone but me. If the judge could only see what she does to punish me, about her now. And would he still think she's right if he could see her here each night? Just a drink away from anyone but me. She's just a drink away from anyone but me.
Bubba, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Could you play my George Strait and play that one by Sovine, Little Joe?
Little Joe, all right. We're going to get all of those recitations in tonight, huh?
Thanks, Bubba.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now and share all the love and life.
into the future. It's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world you'll ever find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find a day it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew the Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee. And Little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB. And suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain. So I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire. And I couldn't move. But somehow, Little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's Little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about Little... Oh, I was so sad, because I figured Little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him, and when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engines seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe, that bark? Why, it had to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
Yes, can you play Corpus Christi Bay?
Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rodriguez.
Yes.
We'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother, we were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall, we got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall, and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family, you know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. To the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Lives in Houston, he married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend, it was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking, then he ordered me a beer. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
call Corpus Christi Bay Johnny Rodriguez for you here at KNEL. Johnny's not touring anymore. He's just kind of enjoying life, taking it easy, and spending most of his time down at a ranch down around Alice, Texas. So we'll send out a special howdy to Johnny Rodriguez. I get a text from him every once in a while, and he always tells me, he said, we're going to get together and go fishing someday. And we've never gone fishing, and that's been about 10 years. He keeps telling me we're going to go fishing someday, so maybe we will. One called Corpus Christi, but maybe we'll go to Corpus. We may go to Corpus and go fishing. That'd be fun. Here's Gene Shepherd. I had a request for anything by Gene Shepherd, and it's good to hear from Mildred Newton, who is listening to us tonight down in Helotes, Texas. Now, that's down around by San Antonio, and I appreciate her sending us a very nice message. She said she's listening to us tonight on KNELradio.com, and we do appreciate that. I picked out this old Gene Shepherd song. I hope you might remember it.
Was a time when I felt I'd never love again, for hurt had taken all my love away. My faith was gone, and I knew I'd never trust another man.
The great Gene Shepherd for you. I was glad to hear that Randall King is going to be at the World's Championship Barbecue Goat Cook-Off. They've got a good lineup this year. Saturday, Kevin Fowler is going to be performing, and then on Sunday, Randall King is going to be there. Randall is a fine young man from around the Lubbock area, and he told me whenever he was 16 years old, his dad brought him to the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum to tour the museum and be a part of the museum and see things there. And then whenever he was in college at Texas Tech, he came back through Brady and visited the museum back in his college days as well. And he's doing very well. He just made his debut on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry a couple of weeks ago, and we're looking forward to having him in Brady. Thought I'd play a song for you tonight by Randall King. He'll be on the Sunday night of the World's Championship Barbecue Goat Cook-Off. Be sure and catch his show. He's a fine young man, and he's going to be a big star one day in country music. He's already heading that way.
I've got markers. Let the smoke roll off my lips. I bought this pack when I told you I would quit. Just one of these old habits that I won't break. 'Cause there ain't no one here anymore to complain. So I'll just go on smoking cigarettes, doing things that I'll regret. And I'll wake up with whiskey on my breath. Until I fall asleep, and I might lay there past noon if it suits me. I don't care about a few pounds that I might gain. There ain't no one here to tell me that it's right. So I'll just go on smoking cigarettes,
something you don't want to lose. But it's right. what's printed in the Dallas Morning News. Yes, it's right there in the Dallas Morning News. I opened up the paper and there he was with you. It's so hard to let go of something you don't want to lose. But it's right there in the Dallas Morning News. Yes, it's right there in the Dallas Morning News.
You sure have two pretty girls. They look a lot like you. Here's a picture of my boy we made the day he started school. I can't believe you're standing here. It's been a long, long time. You know, just the other day you were on my mind. I'm glad you found a good man, 'cause you deserve the best. It's good to see you happy. Looks like we've both been blessed. Still I wish that I could hold you one more time for old time's sake. Wish I could touch the memory that just won't go away. But it's 10 years, 3 kids, 2 loves too late. And I know that just one little touch would be a big mistake. I can't steer the ashes, 'cause I may start a flame. 'Cause makes me wait. Just think, I almost had an old dream come true today.
The great Charlie Louvin for you. 10 years, 3 kids, and 2 loves too late. Here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in this entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show. The Lano Country Opry at the Lantex Theater in downtown Lano is proud to honor one of the greatest female vocalists in the history of country music with Reflections of Patsy Cline.
I fall to pieces.
Lisa Lane brings her exciting show, The Reflections of Patsy Cline, to the Llano Country Opry this Saturday at 2:30. Tickets available at the door for Reflections of Patsy Cline at the Lantex Theater in downtown Llano. Freddie Fender song? Sure.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the lonely mission bells are softly ringing. With your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Away. through a great tomorrow. But the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Adiós, mi amor. Me retiro. Y me encontraré tan lejos de ti. Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to say prosperity, and buffalo chip is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm, son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money.
Tom T. Hall.
Younger women, older whiskey.
Talking about those faster horses, younger women, and older whiskey. Well, Dale is on his way back to Pontotoc, Texas tonight. Asked me if I would go back and pick up the old welfare Cadillac.
Well, I never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. Guess about all I really owned. 10 kids and wife. Of course, this house that I live in, it ain't nothing but shack. I always managed somehow to buy me a brand new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen doors off, laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just whooped another piece of that old tar roof off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, of course they done all come loose at the bottom. Don't make no sense to fix them. That floor just too darn rotten. Of course, in winter, we sometimes have some snow that blows into the cracks. Of course, when it gets too darn bad, we just all wad up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this big federal government. Of course, every Wednesday I pick up them oddities, why, sometimes four or five sacks. Pick them up down at the welfare office. Of course, I'm driving a new Cadillac. Now, some folks say I'm crazy. In fact, I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all them free lunches down at school. We get peanut butter and cheese. Man, they give us flour for the sacks. Of course, we welfare checks make the payments on that new Cadillac. But you know, the way that I really look at it, these other folks are the fools. They're all out there just working, paying taxes, send my 10 young'uns to school. Salvation Army cuts their hair and gives us the clothes we wear on the back. Cause we kind of like to dress up and ride around and show off that new Cadillac. But you know, they ain't gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. Why, they tell me this new president just put in a heck of a new poverty plan. Why, they say he's gonna send us poor folks money. Man, we gonna get it out here in stacks. Fact is, why, shopping around right now for her new Cadillac.
A lot of truth to that, I guess, huh? There's one called the Welfare Cadillac for you. Hey, stick around for the next hour. We have one more hour of great traditional country music for you on the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL. More of your requests, more of your dedications coming up next right here at KNEL. And to take us into that time, we're going to turn Mr. Warner Mack, the late, great Warner Mack, man, one of my great buddies in this country music business. Turn him loose. Doing a little song called Sitting in an All-Night Cafe, written by Jim Glazer from the Glazer Brothers.
Sitting in an all-night cafe, in a booth back in the corner, making paper wads from napkins, throwing toothpicks on the floor. Got a problem I can't solve, so I'm gonna sit here till I figure out reason why my baby doesn't love me anymore. It can't be another woman, cause I've never looked at anyone. Long as I've been knowing her, that's a long, long time. I drank so many cups of coffee, bet you that I'll get an ulcer sitting in this all-night cafe.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. to listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.